All right, Confessions of Seven, Confessions AT7 at wild941.com. We have an email from a no-name here that has a little bit of heat that wants to try and get a little help from us. Let's see. Good morning, Freak Show. I have a little situation at my home and don't really know how to handle this. I figured you would be the best outlet to reach out to. We have a big family. There's six of us in our family. Our three kids, my nephew that lives with us, my husband, and myself. We always have people coming over to neighbors. Everyone is invited except for one neighbor. We have a Karen living about five houses down from us. And in the last 12 months, this lady has gotten in our business at least 10 times. She's come to complain about the kids playing hockey in the streets. She's complained when we've had people over and some people parked on the grass or some people took up like the curb. On New Year's Eve, she said our fireworks were excessive and complained. The last complaint was just this past weekend when we had some of my son's Little League friends over, not many at all, but she came to tell us that the kids weren't social distancing and that she wanted to report it to the health department. I don't know how to handle this lady without getting really ghetto on her. I'm a grown woman. If God knows, I'm trying to avoid letting my hood side out, but in our little gated community, they might see my thug side if she keeps messing with me. How would you handle this if you had somebody poking in your business and incessantly poking the bear? Love y'all. Give me your advice. Keep me out of jail.
I say you put her on blast. Social media
Give us her name.
Yeah, man. Social media is your best friend in these situations. The good thing about these Karens and things like that is you don't have to do much besides put a camera in their face. They're going to do the rest of it on their own. Just ask some questions, let them keep talking, and just keep on recording it. She's going to expose herself.
I don't think you always have to record people. Like, I mean, if she was doing something bad to you, sure. If she's like, cause she, you know, like when you got those neighborhood watch people, the people who are like part of the HOA and they like come tell you your shrubs are too much or whatever. And yeah, I mean, you dealt with it where you had somebody who was like watching your gutters and you would come in and tell us all about it. If you whipped out a camera every time he was talking to you, like you were able to maneuver it in the system. You know right. what I'm saying? Like you were able to, without, like, if somebody's doing some injustice, absolutely the camera and that has to become a part. But if you got a lady who's just poking the bear, like, it's almost like you just got to ignore them.
No. You don't ignore somebody trying to bust up your good time talking about social distancing. Mind your business, lady. If you're that concerned about it, go back inside your house where it's safe. Talking about fireworks on New Year's Eve, this lady's doing the most. Somebody needs to check her.
And the social media part, like putting her on blast, is not just to let Twitter and social media do its thing and totally find this lady's information and out her. It's also as a defense mechanism, because who's to say that she's not out here reporting false information or switching up the story based on what you're doing? So you got to put it on camera and show exactly what it is that you're doing and what it is that she's complaining about, so you're not caught up in a mess.
Let Karen get the Karen in. Just do it on camera. Put it on live.
Or if you go Karen, we gonna document this Karen.
Right.
Now, I mean, my thing is when people go online, because like I just when I was reading the story, I saw her as some older lady who's like, you know, you guys are in my space or whatever. So I don't know if this lady is really like all into social media. So it almost like feels wasted because she probably won't even know. This lady don't sound like she knows. If fireworks is a problem for her on New Year's, I doubt she's up on all of the platforms. You know what I'm saying?
She don't have a field day on 4th of
right.
July.
And if people pull up, because you know how social media is. When you drag somebody, they get them. Like, they go after them. Oh, they find them. They whatever. And I'm like, do you really want to bring that smoke on somebody in the neighborhood?
Or kinda.
Do you just... Yeah, really? Like it's like she deserves. All right, well, all right. Listen, we'll give it to the listeners. Y'all are the jury and judge. Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We have a confession of a family of six that likes to move how they move in a neighborhood. And there's a Karen that is caring way too much. She is coming down and talking about calling the health department on their social distancing because they brought some of the kids from the team over and they were playing hockey and fireworks on New Year's. This lady's been at them for a minute. And she's wondering how she's trying to be cul-de-sac queen instead of just a neighbor. And so the writer is saying that she don't know where I'm from. I will get with the stuffs. So, I don't want to say the other, but y'all know what I'm avoiding. She wanted to let her know. So the question is, how do you handle this? I'm saying, don't drag her, ignore her. Old people like that, if you don't give them any smoke, they go away. Because if you fight them, Davi is like, yo, put her number online.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to go away because they said over 10 times in the last 12 months. I think this is going to become a recurrent thing until you put Karen in her place.
Karen's. All right, what we got on the text? 888-429-0941.
We got a text out the 407. It says, two new phrases I've learned in this new age. One, always film the police. Two, always film Karen. It shows a pattern if something happens to you where you can show past proof and evidence.
That's damn right. Someone from the 727 said, this sounds like a closet racist. We as a society need to stand up for everyone. We need to nip this type of behavior and flip it on her and ask her right in front of social media, like, what really is your problem? And that's when you see him in the breaking point.
The 813 says, what's her address? I'll give her some business. Apparently she don't have enough of her own. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what you don't want to happen. How you gonna have all these people pull up on this old lady?
Right. I mean, but at the same time with the racist comment, we're assuming that this is like a black family or a white lady or something like that. They didn't include that in the email. We don't know.
Yeah, and we didn't. I mean, you know, everybody's taking their clues from her saying, oh, I can get ghetto or whatever, or blah, blah. And I mean, you could be just a person who understands like the slang vernacular, you know what I'm saying? And whatever. And honestly, I got more friends that are Latino, that are white, that are black, that are Asian, that could still get ghetto on your ass. So it's not like a guarantee, but it might not be a racist thing because I know that's always the go-to, and I hate when people like jump on that because it could just be somebody who is like, you don't belong. Mm-hmm. And it could be because, you know, maybe you got, they said what, six people, nephew staying with them. So they thinking that this is some kind of flop house. And this lady's like, our good neighborhood didn't have all these children out here in the middle of the road in the rental of our car. They hit my car. You know what I'm saying? Like just somebody who really, like, it could be a racial thing, but it also could be just somebody who really liked the way their quiet neighborhood was before these little snotty-nosed kids moved in.
Someone who's like naturally entitled that just wants their way.
I don't know about you guys, but I have low-key been praying to have an encounter with Karen. I really have. Karen always misses me, and I've got so many good little put downs. I just want to put Karen on blast.
But why would you want to rehearse? I mean, why? Why would you rehearse what to say to a Karen?
Because you know why? This is exactly why. Because every time I see those videos, I think most of us, we put ourselves in the shoe of the person holding the camera, and you're like, ooh, if that was me, I would have said this. I would have done that. Yes. Man, I've been dying for a Karen encounter.
I have no interest in, I mean, my makeup is just different because I believe you kill them with kindness. People hate, like when you, it sounds whack. It does. But I'm saying, like, think about it. You, a Karen comes down and gets in your business because they've judged you for who you are. Like they think they know you because of your tattoos and right, whatever. So they, in their mind, so the worst thing you could do is prove them wrong. So when she comes up, she's like, oh, Mr. Tattoo Thug Guy, I bet you like a biker or something and blah, blah, blah. Instead of you giving her the business, you're like, you know what? God bless you. And she's like, oh, don't tell me about my God. And you're like, he's a wonderful guy. And they're like, you are the devil. It's like, no, I don't have Satan in me, but I have blessings. Man. And then, I mean, it would kill her. But if I cuss her out smooth, I'm just going to prove who she thinks that I am. And I'm going to I just really think that that's always the business. If anything, I would go down there and be like, listen, I don't know what it is that you got going on. It doesn't really matter to me because I just stay off my property. You know, that's all I'm asking you to do. I ain't got to give her no smoke. You know, Rocka, you shaking your head, Rocka. What is your thug side speaking out? What?
No, it's just I get what you're saying, because sometimes these people, that's what they want. They want a reaction out of you. But with these type of Karens, give them the reaction that they're looking for. I'm not saying you got to put hands on them because then you're in legal trouble. But like Davi said, you just give them a little quick cuss out and make them feel stupid. On camera, though. You got to do it on camera.
Of course.
No, all that smoke, man. All right, we got more texts. Let's see. Let's hit a couple more. 888-429-0941. I'm with Davi. Put her ass on blast. Davi is on point this morning. Killer with kindness. Somebody in 631 said, killer with kindness. Invite her to join the fun. She probably just lonely. If it don't work, then my New York could come out. Somebody else agree with you, Dobby. That's, I've been dying to cuss out of Karen, too.
Right. Where is Karen? Come through. Where does Karen hang out? She hang out at the Walmart, at the Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, she at anywhere that they got, like, the Whole Foods or Michael's. Karen's and Karen at Michael's. Don't I can see that. Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.